Politics could make the European debt crisis even worse.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From APM, American Public Media in Los Angeles, good morning. I'm Steve Chiotakis. Now to the global perspective, what's happening in business and economics at the intersection of the U.S. and the rest of the world. Today's Financial Times reports European leaders are privately drawing up plans for Greece to default on its debts. The country got a $150 billion European bailout almost a year ago. But bailouts for other countries may not even be an option going forward because of politics and the rest of Europe. Reporter Christopher Worth is here to explain this morning. Good morning, Christopher.
Good morning, Steve.
So first Greece and then Ireland, now Portugal. Where's the danger coming from next?
Not where you might think. It's Finland.
Not Finland. I didn't know they were in financial trouble.
Well, they aren't. The country is actually in pretty good shape. But the people of Finland went to the polls yesterday and essentially said no to ponying up their own money to pay for bailouts in other parts of Europe. I spoke with Daniel Gross at the Center for European Policy Studies. He said this is part of a much broader trend.
The broader trend is that the richer countries, those who give the credits, have now a population which is more and more opposed to further bailouts. And that tension is going to mount.
Which means Finland could just be the tip of the iceberg. The key country, of course, is Germany. Gross says that if German voters take a cue from Finland, that could spell the end of these bailouts. And that could force a restructuring of much of that debt, which, put simply, would just slash the amount European countries owe. And that could ripple through the global economy. Remember, the U.S. was almost sent into a double-dip recession when the European debt crisis began.
All right. Reporter Christopher Worth in London. Christopher, thanks.
Thanks, Steve.
There's been another attempt by China to curb soaring inflation. Prices on things such as property and food have been shooting up in the country. And now for the fourth time this year, banks have been told to loan less and keep more money in reserve. From Beijing, here's the BBC's Chris Hogg.
Prices in China are rising at their fastest rate in 3 years. The latest annual inflation figure is 5.4%. And new figures out show the economy is still expanding rapidly at a remarkable 9.7% a year, much more than any other big economy. The central bank is trying to get a hold on all this, desperate to try to cool things down. But Peter Hofflick from Asian Banker magazine thinks these measures can only have a limited effect.
China's economy is just too hot, so I think it's going to really take a very long time for them to kick in. Also, they are very limited in the number of policy tools that they can use.
Tackling inflation is a major priority for the Chinese government. If they can't bring it down, it could spark protests from people struggling to pay for food. Plus, there are fears that if wages and prices spiral too high, foreign companies may decide China is no longer the cheapest place to set up shop, sending foreign investment elsewhere. In Beijing, I'm the BBC's Chris Hogg. Marketplace.
Well, the Chinese stock market rose on the news today, up 0.2%, but stocks everywhere else are down. Elsewhere in Asia, Japanese shares were off by 0.3%. European markets are off 0.5% or more. Nestle today said it's agreed to take a majority stake in Yinlu, a big Chinese food company. Saudi Arabia is raising concerns about its oil output. The country says there's too much supply. On Friday, the Dow tacked on 56 points to close at 12,341, but for the week, stocks were lower by an average of about 0.5%.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by Allianz, providing investment, insurance, and retirement solutions through its affiliated companies in the U.S. since 1896. AllianzUSA.com. And by Manta.com, providing an online destination for small businesses to be found and to find new customers. More online at Manta.com. Marketplace Innovations Desk is supported by Jaguar. You can experience the 2011 Jaguar XJ at a local dealer or visit JaguarUSA.com.
Today, millions of Americans are in a race against the clock, taking those last-minute complicated tax returns to the mailbox or post office. Even Fortune magazine's Alan Sloan, who gets paid to write about this stuff, business and taxes, can't figure it out. And he's here to commiserate this morning. Good morning, Alan.
Good morning, Steve, and happy tax day to you.
All right, so I'm curious. Taxes have become so complicated. I even read Albert Einstein way back in the day despised doing his taxes because he said they were so complicated.
If Albert were alive now, he'd blow a brain gasket because unless you're taking the standard deduction— There is no way on God's earth you can fill out your tax return without software, in some cases, including mine, even with it.
Why have taxes become so complicated? How did we get here?
Well, you have to think of it as an arms race. People keep finding ways to avoid taxes. The government and the legislators keep changing the rules to make them pay. Plus, as a bonus, you have the alternative minimum tax, which used to be targeted at a handful of people, but is now affects billions of people in the middle and upper middle classes, which requires a whole other set of calculations with different assumptions.
So the AMT is like, that's where you have to multiply by 2 and divide by 16 and all of this. Yeah.
Right. And there's something to do with the lunar cycle and, you know, your body fat mass. And I have something. I have a $38 credit carry forward to 2011. And I have no idea what that means or what it's for. I also have a minimum tax foreign tax credit on exclusion items of $53.
Oh, that's
nice.
I have
no idea what that means.
You know, Alan, President Obama, like many of his predecessors, has promised to reform the tax code, make it simpler. Is he going to succeed in that?
Of course not, because no one ever succeeds. 25 years ago, they supposedly simplified it. But in the 25 years since, it's gotten more and more complicated. And everyone piles on their special things, allowances for this, credits for that. I think the entire thing, frankly, is a plot by the software companies to make it impossible to do your own income tax without software. And maybe they're the people we should be looking at next.
Fortune Magazine's Alan Sloan on this tax day. Alan, thanks.
You're welcome, Steve.
And finally, in this age of electronic readers and downloadable ebooks, what do you do if you want a signed copy? A new application called Autography will allow an author to email a picture of him or herself with the reader that could then be signed with a digital stylus pen. The app debuts next month. Now, if they could only invent an app that stands in line for you to meet the author. I'm Steve Chiatakis in Los Angeles. Online at marketplace.org, this is the Marketplace Morning Report. And this is APM, American Public Media.
Oil is a finite resource, as in one day there isn't going to be any more. Just don't tell that to the folks who drill for a living.
The United States Geological Survey concluded that America would be out of oil by 1935. While they were wrong...
I'm Kai Rizdahl, Tough Oil, next time on Marketplace from APM, American Public Media.